This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations support mission in Libya is warning an outbreak of diseases in the country's northeast, where floods have killed over 11,000 people, could create a second devastating crisis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a statement, the mission says it's particularly concerned about water contamination and the lack of sanitation after two dams collapsed during Mediterranean Storm Daniel. The mission says there are 9 UN agencies in the country responding to the disaster and working on preventing diseases from taking hold that can cause a second crisis. It added the World Health Organization has sent 28 tons of medical supplies to the devastated country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday he spoke to 5 U.S. citizens freed from Iran after they landed in Qatar in a swap. President Joe Biden approved the swap despite Republican criticism. As part of the deal, South Korea shifted $6 billion in frozen Iranian funds to an account in Doha. U.S. officials claim the funds are restricted to humanitarian use. As the United Nations General Assembly got underway Monday, Pope Francis virtually joined an event hosted by former U.S. President Bill Clinton. The pontiff spoke through an interpreter about the need to address climate change and crises stemming from migration flows and war.
We all know it. We are living through a changing epoch. Only together can we emerge from it better. Together. Only together can we heal the world from the globalization of indifference.
This is VOA News. One of Sudan's main landmarks, a skyscraper that towered over the River Nile and housed the headquarters of a major oil company, has been reduced to a smoldering wreck. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says it happened during heavy fighting between rival military factions in the capital.
The Greater Nile Petroleum Operating Company head office, a glass-sided tower topped with a coil of metal, was built during an oil boom before South Sudan declared independence. The building is located close to areas fought over by Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Videos released by the RSF on Sunday showed flames and smoke rising from the building in a financial district of the capital. The RSF accused the army of targeting it along with other important buildings, part of an effort to dislodge paramilitary fighters from positions they occupied across the capital.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says the conflict has caused widespread clashes, looting, and shortages of food and medicine in Khartoum and other cities, driving more than 5 million people from their homes. Canada is expelling a top Indian diplomat as it investigates what Prime Minister Justin Trudeau calls credible allegations India's government may have had links to the assassination in Canada of a Sikh activist. Trudeau says Canadian intelligence agencies are looking into the allegations after a Sikh leader was gunned down June 18th outside a cultural center in British Columbia. Demonstrators who have been protesting in Israel for 37 consecutive weeks vowed to follow Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu everywhere he goes in the U.S. after arriving Monday ahead of a meeting with President Joe Biden. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Prime Minister's office noted the anti-overhaul protesters would be demonstrating at the same time as pro-PLO activists who want President Biden to pressure Netanyahu to stop expanding settlements in the West Bank and take moves toward establishing a Palestinian state. As he left for the U.S., Netanyahu said he would meet many world leaders, but first and foremost, President Biden, on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
British police say they received a sexual assault allegation after media outlets published claims against comedian Russell Brand. Promoters have scrapped the remaining dates and a string of live gigs by Brand after the allegations, which he denies. Four women told a Channel 4 television documentary and the Times and Sunday Times newspapers Brand assaulted them. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.